Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So the clock ticks. The plot thickens. Who will take Devin White? We'll hear his name early. He is a stud from LSU, a linebacker with wheels, plays on the inside. And depending upon the mock, and some people think that, you know, the Raiders maybe planted something a little unconventional at four. Some people think that it could be Devin White. Anyway you cut it, he is going to get paid well, drafted high, and is in position to be a terrific player. He's with us here on the show. Devin, welcome to Tiki and Tierney. How are you doing today?
Hey, man. Thank you for having me here. I'm doing great.
You sound happy. Yeah, I love it. This is my kind of attaboy, Devin.
Yeah, tomorrow's a big day
That's
for
right.
you, man. How excited
right.
are you for this?
Tomorrow the easy day. Tomorrow I don't got to do nothing. Just go in there and sit down and just wait on my phone to ring.
Well, has it been taxing to date, whether it's the workouts or obviously the combine is always that way, and then the interviews and everything else? Has it been hard on you?
Man, it's been easy, man. When you love the process, man, everything's fun. If you don't have fun doing it, then you don't need to be doing it. Yeah. That's my opinion.
Yeah, no, when you sat down in the meeting, because we all know the physical side of getting ready for the draft, running the cone drills and the 40 and everything else. But when you sit down in one of these meetings and these coaches, you know, start talking to you about ball and how you play and how they would like you to play, what do you say to them? You know, because it's got to be new and unique, and you know you're going to realize your dream. But what's that conversation like?
The conversation is just basically the team utilizing my strength and whatever that they want me to do that's not a strength, you know, how can I get better at them? And it's just making me a complete player, and they know what I'm going to bring to the team. So all that matters, you know, we all on the same page. That's really about it.
Yeah, speaking of, what do you think your weaknesses are? I mean, because you're fast as hell, you're not afraid of contact, you can cover. What do they think your weaknesses are?
Well, I think my weakness personally is just, you know, keeping my pad level low when I'm going to make plays. And once I do that, man, everything else, you know, simply happens for itself. Because I play at a very fast pace, and sometimes it's kind of hard to control your pad level when you're playing so fast. But if I can continue to execute on that, then I think the sky's the limit for myself.
That's a smart answer. And by the way, Tiki's nodding, very correctable. You get in there with the right coach. Obviously, you still want to play fast. You keep those pads low.
Low man wins.
Yeah, that's true. And Devin White does damage at the next level. And listen, a ton of awards, just a great season. You won the Butkus this past year. First team, two-time first team All-SEC. And, you know, you can answer this a million different ways. I'm curious how you answer, though. What is your favorite part about playing football? What do you love most about the game?
My favorite part about playing football is the brotherhood that you get to share. Man, it ain't nothing like having guys that you know going to war for you. They got your back, man. I think other than that, everything else basically speaks for itself, man. But the amount of work we put in behind closed doors and, you know, the moments that we had together, they're priceless, man. I wouldn't trade it for nothing.
How much are you talking to Greedy last couple of days? I know he's got to be a little bit anxious as well because he's been all over the first round. I've seen him inside the top 10. I've seen him inside the, like, 20s. I've seen him in the mid-teens. How's Greedy doing?
I mean, he's doing good. Like you said, he's a little anxious to see where he's going to go because he's been up and down. He know he's the best corner in the draft. He's very confident in his ability to go to the next level and compete at a high level. But, you know, I just been telling him it's a blessing, bro.
Yeah.
Don't let those people get to you, man. That's just mock draft. Your film speaks for itself.
Yeah,
man, trying to keep him level headed.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I'm happy. I'm good. Like, you know, you good as well. We blessed to be in this position. It's a lot of people that's not even getting tossed in the first round that wish they can be at least the 27th, 30th pick.
Mm-hmm.
So just be blessed.
Where do you want to play? Did you have a favorite growing up?
I mean, it'll be ideal. I'm a Louisiana boy. I watched the Saints growing up. I never had a favorite team, but it'll be ideal for me to go be a Cowboy. For the Dallas Cowboys,
okay.
American team, I got such a great sense of humor. And plus, I can build a nice ranch up in Dallas and ride my horses and still go play football.
I like that.
He's got a sense of humor. He's not shy either. Now, here's the thing, though, Devin. Humor is very subjective. So, and I'm saying this with a smile. What if Devin White thinks he's funny, but what if nobody else thinks you're funny, you know?
All that matters is I believe in myself.
That's right.
Day one. Look, because everybody didn't think I was the best linebacker. Everybody didn't think I was going to be a pro, but I always believed in myself.
Yeah, no, here he is. Devin White, 6 foot, 237, ran a 4.240 or 4.4240, which is ridiculous, man.
God.
Look, I think the biggest thing that helps SEC players is the fact that you played in the SEC. I mean, you're playing against some of the elite teams in college football, best athletes, speed. Do you think that prepares you better than, say, some others to get to this next level where it's all about speed?
Yeah, I mean, LSU, man, on the SEC period, it's the baby NFL. I feel like you could take a couple teams from the SEC and go play NFL team, and I swear they'll make a good game.
Stop. Stop, Devin. Stop. Now you're really being funny. Now I see the humor coming out. I love you, and I think you're going to be a terrific pro. Stop. Stop with that. If you played the worst team in the NFL, you guys would lose 70-7. You would get destroyed. Stop that. You're not saying that on this show. Stop.
I said it on the show.
But don't say it again. Devin White is with us here on the show. So you played at 237, as Tiki said. How many more pounds do you think you could add naturally without compromising your speed?
Man, I done been up to 245, 240, long as it's good weight, long as it ain't cheeseburgers and hot wings and stuff. If it ain't that, then I can do good, man. But, I mean, I'm fast, I'm athletic, man, it's all God-given,
yeah.
You know, so you can't take it away. But I can play anywhere between 245 to 235. Wherever the coach wants me at, that's where I'm going to be at.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, whether you're outside or whether you're running around chasing guys out of the backfield as well, that'll probably have a difference. You know, I know this process is always – it always involves family and advisors and agents, et cetera. Talking to them, have you got an idea who really likes you? I know the Giants, my former team, are really looking at you and like you. But who do you think has you highest on their board?
I feel like every team that needs a linebacker, I feel like I'm number one on their board, even though they're not sure if they can get me or not. Just because, you know, I'm such a great person off the field. You know, I'm really good on the board. I show real good leadership, and I just feel like every team, you know, a lot of teams always call me like, hey, this is draft day phone number, even though you ain't going to be there when we pick, you know, we never know.
Yeah.
We would like to have you if you're there. So, I mean, I feel like I did a great job with the process.
Nice. I like that. P&G has an NFL draft-style lounge down in the heart and downtown of Nashville this week. It's brought to you by Braun. Tell us a little bit about this. I mean, you can go down there and get cleaned up.
Like, we going to this thing?
I mean, styling, grooming, get a haircut. I mean, what? What's going on? Tell us about this.
You got to go to this thing, man. I mean, if you're going to hit the red carpet and you want to be the freshest out there, you know, Braun can get you looking nice, can get you looking draft day fresh, man. You got to have the fresh, you know, shaving. Got to be able to, you know, walk in that thing looking like a pretty boy, man. You know, the camera's going to be in your face. And, you know, I told somebody earlier, man, I probably can find me a good girlfriend. Now I'm going to be looking so good, you know, thanks to them. You know, they got all type of cool technology. And, I mean, it get everything. It trims you up. It shaves the facial hair off. Anything that you need, I feel like they got the tools that can help you out. And, I mean, I feel like they're going to get better and better once we get them to, you know, get them to cater towards animals.
Nice.
Listen, they're going to make you look good, but Devin, let's be real. Even if you look terrible, with the amount of money you're going to be making, you still have a line of girls around the corner. Who are you kidding? Come on.
I want to be looking good, though. I want everybody to see the great side of me.
Understood. Hey, listen, you've been aspiring for this moment for Lord knows how long. Have a great moment with your family and really enjoy the journey. Tiki can speak this more. Go ahead, Tiki. Give him a couple of words.
Just enjoy it, man. It's going to happen quickly. And before you know it, you'll be at your rookie mini camp, and the season's going to be starting, and it's going to feel like it never was there. So enjoy it. Suck it in or soak it in, and make sure you dress clean for draft day when you walk across
dress
the stage.
Dress clean, man. Yeah. Just be watching me. Watch me from head to toe. Watch me with my cut, man. You know, phased by TJ Malvo, man. Just
take
me out tomorrow when I hit the draft.
I like it. We'll be down there, so we'll be checking you out.
Thanks a lot, Devin. Right, appreciate it, buddy.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.